Welcome to the final podcast from CGI. This is Dusty with Orla and Damien in the studio. Going to be talking about some of the websites that we featured on the radio show today, some of the software as well, talking about music downloads. We've got some of the features that we didn't manage to get into the show that we're going to play for you during the podcast. But first, an unscheduled question. Because I know that you both appreciate being asked things without actually having thought through your answer.
Yeah, I love it.
Who wants to go first?
Orla.
So, Orla, seeing as you just said in a very deep voice you want to go first, what have you learnt on CGI?
Jamie, I have learnt that I've learnt about loads of different websites that I never knew before about. So I've learnt how to cook, thanks to the recipes one.
All right.
I've learnt bad jokes. I've learnt that you can look up anything online, thanks to things like Ask Jeeves and Answers.com, and now, find a good answer.
Out of all the websites, what's the one you've started using regularly?
Google Earth, but I think I will probably give that up because there's only so many streets you can look up. But I'm using it a lot at the moment.
Ex-boyfriend's house. I noticed that listed to the show. You said, yeah, you can look up your ex-boy and your Auntie Betty. It's like, what kind of... my God.
But that's what the fun thing is about. It's not really big landmarks like the Golden Gate Bridge we were talking about. Mm. You can say, I want to look up the New Line Road in Ballygobackwards, and there it is.
Well, that's I actually looked up my house, and you can actually see my car and my wife's car parked in the driveway. It's unbelievable. Google Earth. Hey, Damien, your favourite website that we've covered on CGI?
I think I like all those gaming websites, all those... You know, those instant Shockwave and Java games. You could spend hours if you're just bored.
What was your favourite game that you played?
I don't know. There was one kind of shooting game, I think. Or it was balloons or elephants or something. I don't know. It was something along those lines.
It's all
just merged into one. But certainly those websites are brilliant because you don't have to install anything. And I hate, you know, sometimes I hate installing stuff on the computer when you're not quite sure how the computer's going to react. It might just spit it back out at you. Not spit it back out at you. It mightn't start up next time you click the power on button, or for whatever reason. Anyway, so I just like being able to play stuff online straight away, and you know, you just pass the time. And not that I'm just passing the time every day like that, but certainly it's good fun.
Take note, Damien's employer. let's have a quick listen to one of the features that we weren't able to include in the series, after which I will have more unscheduled questions for Damien and Orla.
Great.
Oh, they love them. This is about the Gardaí, who apparently are using computers in amazing ways to catch criminals. Listen to this.
Well, here we're looking at a digital camera that is used to capture marks that are developed from items taken from crime scenes. For example, someone's house has been burgled, some items have been handled, and those items are taken here to the Technical Bureau for examination. Well, basically here we have an envelope that has been torn, and you can see a finger mark on it with a label. You'll see it coming up here on the screen now, and this mark is good mark, so there's no need to do any enhancement with it at all. I can just save that. The case has to be given a number here in the data area of the computer. I went to the data file here and allocate a number to the case. And when that's done, then I can just forward it for printing purposes.
And so then, take us through the next step now, that we're going to go upstairs to the...
Well, the next step we're going to go upstairs, that what would happen with this envelope would be handed to one of our searching experts, and from there on then he will plot all the characteristics, because it's on characteristics that photographs are identified. This is given a location and a direction for each characteristic, and this is what the computer actually searches against the database. So there's no names involved or anything at this stage, it's purely a fingerprint to be matched against the database. So that is sent off to the main database for search, and after about 3-4 minutes we'll get a result, which is literally 30 respondents is what we look for. And if we get an identification, the next step then would be to go and get the actual hard copy of the set of fingerprints, and the final identification is made from the hard copy.
The system that we have here in front of us is obviously a very sophisticated piece of software. But I suppose, what do you envisage happening in the future, and the future applications for fingerprinting, and how important will computers be in that?
Well, right, what's happening in the future is, in fact, it's very nearly with us. We have just gone to the market for a new system to replace this system, which is here just a little over 10 years now. And the new system has the advantages that, first of all, it searches the entire palm and the entire length of the finger, whereas before we only did the tips of the fingers. Also, there will be more live scans and stations for recording fingerprints. The day of taking fingerprints with ink is probably numbered. So in essence, the computer is literally a tool towards an end. If we get an identification, it has to be the final call on it is made by the human eye and the human brain, whereas the computer has just been an aid along the way, but a very useful aid. We'd be lost without it, really.
This is the CGI podcast with Dusty, Orla and Damien in the studio, presenters of the programme on RT Radio 1. Answers.com, you guys.
Yeah.
We're featuring today.
Uh-huh.
What question did you put in that you got a surprising answer to?
Oh, I have a thing about dogs at the moment. Every time I go to Ask Jeeves or Answers.com, I put in dogs. Don't ask me why.
What is a dog?
Just put in dog and it just gave a dictionary answer. But I didn't find anything totally interesting, but I found it quite strange the amount of stuff there was about dogs.
Now, what was the most interesting one that we can talk about?
There was some stuff about Crufts and things like that.
All right,
so.
Okay, what about the stuff we can't talk about?
I mean, a different story altogether.
No.
Do you know what I like? Out of all those answers and encyclopedic websites, that was my favourite. And it looks
yeah,
good.
It does.
It's actually very user-friendly and it's really simple to navigate. And I like the whole little downloading the software thing. And so that if you're, you know, it's a one-click option as opposed to just going onto the website and going onto answer.com and typing it. Yeah. You can actually just, while you're typing a document in Microsoft Word, highlight it there with your cursor, your mouse, and up will come a little bit of blurb on particular. So I thought that was kind of nifty.
And for things as well, you know the way everyone thinks about Ask Jeeves, ask him any question and he'll answer it. Like I did find Ask Jeeves when I put in things like, am I dog thing again? Yeah. Why do dogs bark?
Yeah.
And I just never got an answer to that.
Jeeves,
just
he's not
didn't.
Too good, really,
he's not great.
No,
he's just
good.
A butler.
No, yeah.
Right now, I'm going to try and get as far away from dogs as I possibly can and move on to music downloads.
Yeah.
Because we were going to talk about music downloads and I can't remember what we were going to say. Do you guys remember?
Not really, but there's quite a few different music download sites and ways of downloading music from the internet.
True. And they're all obviously included, I remember now, they're all included in the Irish charts.
Yes, oh yes, this week, for the first time ever.
I find that really weird because I thought that would have just happened because it's been such a phenomenon over the last year.
But
you think they would have done that
happened
by now.
Now, this is what's interesting. At the moment, according to our good friends in Irma, they're saying that about 15... Oh, I was about to ask you to take a guess. Well, there's no point. Damien, what percentage would you say of songs are downloaded that make up the chart?
About 15, I'd
say. Wow, you're really good.
Is that all?
That's all. Now, that's what it was in the UK.
Right. Mm.
And then when they started including downloads in the charts as well, that shot up to 50%.
Wow.
Half of all singles in the UK are sold via download.
But who buys singles anymore?
Lots of people. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, because I don't like, you know,
seven
I like a
final.
Song. I like a song. And I'll go out and I'll buy that song.
Really?
I don't want to go buy the whole album. And I love downloading. It's like, I'll just download that song.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
But
also,
I love the inlay card. I want the inlay card.
Now, you're very strange because according to survey after survey, they say the girls much prefer buying music online.
No, I prefer CDs. CD
tell me
Mow
this. Tell me this.
My best
do
friend.
They have a facility in music shops now where you go in with your MP3 player or whatever, and you have a kind of a pod or some sort of station in the shop where you can just record MP3s directly from this system, and you don't have to buy a physical disc? Is that available? Is that?
I don't think it is, but you're speaking to an entrepreneur. Thanks for the idea.
Okay. Damn.
You need to trademark that.
Let's see what you can. It's not copyrighted until you write it down. See, that's
you
lesson
write
one.
It down,
write it down. Just said it. Hang on.
Okay. No. That's my idea.
I just wrote it down, so now it's my copyright. Listen, hang on there for another second, guys. We'll wrap it up in a tick. But first, we want to have a listen to another one of the little features that we didn't manage to get included. I was a person that you went off to meet, Damien, I believe, who makes music videos of the like that we see on MTV. Listen to this.
We are primarily a video and multimedia company. We make DVDs, interactive products like CD-ROMs, 3D graphics, music videos for pony clubs, chalets, Bell X1. Take for example, today I'm editing a music video. I've already shot the video, so I have all of the various clips. The first thing I do is bring them all into the video editing package. So I import them into what I call the bin, and that's just a folder where we keep all of the various shots that we've done. So I've worked out what sequence I want on paper. So I'm going to go from a wide shot of the band into the drummer, and then when the singer starts singing, I'm going to cut to him. So they're the first three edits I'm doing. So first of all, I select the wide shot from the bin. I only want about 2 seconds, so I trim that clip because I shot about 5 seconds of it by dragging it onto the timeline, and then using the razor tool, I can drag the endpoint of the clip to get the duration down to about 2 seconds. And the same now, I'm going to go and cut to the drummer. So I find that clip in the bin and I drag that onto the timeline after the wide shot of the band. So if I preview this here now, I can see I see the edit basically playing from the wide shot and then cutting into the drummer. And it's so on and so forth, really, with editing. You do that with every shot. You preview it constantly. You're always looking at it. By the time you're finished, you're sick of the song. Other times you'll have a more involved concept where the band could be in unusual locations, or you have objects flying around them or anything. Look at any video on MTV. There's not very many that are just purely performance videos these days. They all generally have some sort of concept. So in that regard, they'll generally be shot against a blue screen. So if it's sort of a concept video where you've shot your footage with the band against a blue background, when you bring that clip into your editing package, you then apply a filter to take out all of the blue, thus revealing whatever picture you've put behind it. Like backgrounds that are generated purely on the computer, and in a lot of videos the stage is never built, it's just purely built in a 3D environment on the computer, and that's motion tracked against the camera movements that were shot for real. So you can combine pretty seamlessly the video footage with essentially what's graphics footage. The best thing about my job is not having to come in early.
This is the podcast for CGI, the world-famous radio programme on RT Radio 1, yeah, which ran for 6 very short weeks, unfortunately. But we did have fun in a little half hour on a Sunday evening. Orla and Damien, the presenters, are here with me. Closing notes. Orla.
Yeah.
It's end of term.
Okay.
What would you like to say to everybody?
I'd like to say thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for allowing me to do this, because I've learned an awful lot of things mm-hmm. about the computer world that I'd never have known before, and been on a lot of sites. I'll be forever dressing Charlotte Church with thanks to one of those websites.
I wouldn't mind forever dressing Charlotte Church myself. Damien.
Yes, very thoughts. Emotional. I've really enjoyed. I know.
It's all right.
We're recording this on a very hot day, so it's not tears. I think it's actually sweat. But anyway.
I love doing the show, and it was great to get the response and from various people as well online, and I just, you know, not that I'm a complete computer geek, but it was nice to actually to be able to impart some knowledge to others, and hopefully it helped in some tiny little way, whatever, if it did at all.
As the producer of the programme, I have to say on my closing notes that every time my 9-year-old son finishes term, like we are now, he will bring in the teacher a present and a card.
Damien's phone.
I think no.
That's a lovely phone.
It's a Nokia.
Please, no, I need that. No, it's 6680. No, it's rubbish.
A Nokia,
he doesn't need
6680.
One. He doesn't need one. It's okay. His phone is better.
Guys, seriously though.
Seriously though. It
has been really good fun, and we've had a fantastic response. People downloading the podcast, and most people actually download the podcast thought it was funnier than the show itself.
Oh no.
But we won't tell the boss that. All right. Thank you very much for listening to CGI. Hopefully, we'll be back again with another series from Orla and Damien and myself, Dusty. Take care. Good luck.
Bye.